Hare Krishna. It's a sunny morning and I'm sitting in the hotel room. It's lights just breaking outside and I've as yet to do puja. I got up early, chanted and read, and our meeting started early this morning, 8 a.m. trying to cap some decisions on our French preaching. At least one of the decisions we came to yesterday was that whatever the future of the fundraising here in France, we're just going to go ahead and with whatever Lakshmi we have at the present, buy a new property for Radha Parameshwara. At least that's the direction we're taking at the present, which means at least actioning something, although it would be nice to get some really beautiful place downtown. The amount of money that requires is, it just seems quite distant from the present reality. So particularly because I've taken a one-year commitment to Paris preaching. I'd like to see at least something happen before my time expires here. So that's a brief report on Paris. I'm also just trying to complete a few simple pages of quotes for chapters on Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. We actually had quite a interesting meeting just before I left New Rajadam with Manoram and Chaitanya Chandraprabhu, and going over the printing plans both in Hungarian and English for this book. And well, at present it's on hold, as I'd mentioned in some earlier podcast, that a lot of the printing Lakshmi is held up with the stagnant inventory of Krishna Sangati. Most of those books are sitting either in America or the UK. Unfortunately, not only are they sitting there, but there's quite a few unaccounted for books. The sale of Krishna Sangati, or its distribution, was really sort of catastrophic, to be kind. And I just don't have the necessary funds at present to print. But even if we do print, the printing costs in Hungary, which is where we have been printing up to now, are really quite high. So we're thinking about this idea of printing in India, which may be considerably lower, although the quality of the book may be somewhat lower, but even that requires funds. And anyway, until some of these books from Krishna Sangati get sold, it doesn't look like printing is going to be happening in any hurry. But we are hurrying to finish everything on the book so that it's sitting and ready to go, and when Lakshmi is available, then it'll go off to the printers. Hare Krishna. I was just looking at a website. Actually, it was the website of the Hungarian Prime Minister. His name is Gyurcsány Ferenc, and on the front page is a picture of him shaking hands with Govinda Hari, who was just here in Paris. This is in the city of Eger. The Prime Minister is doing a tour of supporting local elections, and he walked by the temple and devotees were standing outside and he came and shook hands. So there's a picture there of him shaking hands with Govinda Hari, and Chaitanya is in the background shaking hands with the mayor. Let's look at a question here. This is an old question from Bhakti and Rita in Coventry, one that I've received a couple of times, and it's a very good question. She says, in the purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes that if we are not careful while chanting, we might only water the weeds in our heart. He also writes that we have to uproot these weeds in the very beginning. How can we uproot weeds? What are the defects or offenses that water the weeds instead of our bhakti? Bhakti Mrita, by the way, is a Hungarian devotee, and she's stationed in Coventry there with the Hungarian Sankirtan party, who are practically part of the Coventry Yatra. They're being kindly hosted by Haridas Prabhu. Here, the basic answer to the question is that we all have anartas within our hearts. However, these anartas are either being cultivated or they're either being pulled out. Cultivated means that when we perform devotional service or when we chant Hare Krishna, we're performing them, those activities, with a motivation impelled by the impurities, material desires, which are present within our heart. If we, for instance, chant Hare Krishna with the desire for recognition, with a desire for enjoying sense gratification within our hearts, then in effect we are calling out to Krishna to please fulfill my material desires. And because the holy name is like Chintamani and bestows all benedictions, it bestows benedictions both spiritual as well as material, then by chanting Hare Krishna we're in effect wanting the fulfillment of our material desires, and that is the result that we're going to get. Of course, it's described in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The result will be given in such a way as to frustrate further desire for sense enjoyment, or at least that similar type of sense enjoyment. Nonetheless, in the process of fulfilling those material desires in this very unique way which Krishna approaches, devotees may lose years and lifetimes. So that's called watering the weeds. And uprooting the weeds is that despite the fact that anartas are there, when devotees are engaged in service, when they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're chanting for Krishna's pleasure. They're chanting in order to advance in devotional service, and they're chanting to become free of these impurities, not to satisfy them. When that mentality is there, in effect, we're calling out to Krishna for deliverance, we're calling out to Krishna for eternal service. And Krishna fulfills that desire, and simultaneously the effect of the holy name will be to uproot and purify the heart of those impurities from which devotees want to actually divorce themselves. And we should always keep in mind that when we're talking about the offenses to the holy name, it's not simply something that's taking place while chanting Hare Krishna, but it's something that's taking place while we're engaged in all kinds of devotional service, because every devotional service is service to the holy name. I hope that answers that question. And here's another question from Naika in Mayapur. She's asking, by the way, Naika is 9 years old, and she's asking, if Krishna's paraphernalia is Balaram, who is Radharani's paraphernalia? I've not read anything in this regard, and therefore I don't really want to make a particular statement, which I can't back up with Shastra, Sadhu, or Guru. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, elsewhere, it's very clearly stated how Lord Balaram manifests all of the Lord's clothing, ornaments, paraphernalia, and so on. And since Srimati Radharani is, in one sense, non-different than Krishna, then it can be also understood that Lord Balaram also manifests clothing, ornaments, etc., for all the sakis, but in a way which will also correspond to the difference that there is between Srimati Radharani and Krishna. This is a very nice question, and it's the type of question that devotees will have answered for themselves by the chanting of Hare Krishna. So keep chanting Hare Krishna, Naika, and definitely Panchatattva will manifest the answer in your heart. I'm going to try and do a Hungarian podcast before Puja as well, so I'm going to conclude this podcast here by reading a purport from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This you'll find in Antyalila chapter 1 and a purport to the verse 24, which talks about Shivananda Sen's affection for a dog. The verse said, quote, in the morning they looked for the dog, but it could not be found anywhere. All the Vaishnavas were astonished. And I'm reading this verse because Srila Prabhupada, in his own words, alludes to the service of Srimati Radharani, which has been bestowed upon him as a consequence of the mercy of the Vaishnavas, in this case, the mercy of his father. Very, very beautiful, very wonderful. Gauri Prabhu sent me this yesterday. It was a nice relief during the meeting here. Boy, the words are so small in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, I can barely read them. Prabhupada says, as will be evident from the following verses, the dog got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was immediately promoted to Vaikuntha to become an eternal devotee, period. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung Tumita Thakur Tumara Kukur Boliya Janamahoya. He thus offers to become the dog of a Vaishnav. There are many other instances in which the pet animal of a Vaishnav was delivered back home to Vaikuntha, back to Godhead. Such is the benefit of somehow or other becoming the favorite of a Vaishnav. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also sung Kita Janma Huayuta Tuyadhash. There is no harm in taking birth again and again. Our only desire should be to take birth under the care of a Vaishnav. Fortunately, and this is what I'm referring to now, Srila Prabhupada is stating, fortunately, we had the opportunity to be born of a Vaishnav father who took care of us very nicely. He prayed to Srimati Radharani that in the future we would become a servant of the eternal consort of Sri Krishna. Thus, somehow or another, we are now engaged in that service. This is what I'm referring to. I'll read that again. Srila Prabhupada says, he prayed to Srimati Radharani that in the future we would become a servant of the eternal consort of Sri Krishna, namely Srimati Radharani. Thus, somehow or another, we are now engaged in that service. Srila Prabhupada is saying he is now engaged in Srimati Radharani's service. We may conclude that, even as dogs, we must take shelter of a Vaishnav. The benefit will be the same as that which accrues to an advanced devotee under a Vaishnav's care. So, in conclusion, let us pray for the service of the Lord, for the service of Srimati Radharani, and make sure that we always remain a dog under the care of the Vaishnavas.